From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. $3.50, $4, even $5 a gallon for gasoline. Rising gas prices have reignited worries about manipulation in the oil market. And today, President Obama addressed those concerns.
The Attorney General is putting together a team whose job it is to root out any cases of fraud or manipulation in the oil markets that might affect gas prices. And that includes the role of traders and speculators. We're going to make sure that nobody's taking advantage of American consumers.
Coming up, we're going to visit a station where gas is selling for nearly $5 a gallon. First, NPR's Jeff Brady has been looking into what's causing oil prices to rise to levels not seen since 2008.
It's tempting to blame oil market traders or a weakening dollar, but analyst Tom Closa with the firm Oil Price Information Service sees clear reasons why oil prices are high. Trouble in the Middle East is still spooking markets, and Closa says investors want to buy oil.
There's a lot of money that is chasing commodities, and among the money funds that are chasing commodities, the favorite commodity right now is oil.
More money chasing a commodity sends prices up. Closa says you can add on a seasonal phenomenon.
The market always gets buzzed in the spring, and sometimes, and I think this may be one of those years, it gets a little bit sloppy drunk.
Closa considers anything above $4 a gallon sloppy drunk. He says that kind of behavior has consequences.
We'll see prices correct or ease back a little bit, and we'll spend a driving season where we pay something between $3.25 and $3.75 for gasoline.
Declining consumer demand could keep gas prices in check. Michael McNamara is vice president at MasterCard Spending Pulse, which tracks purchases made with all credit cards, cash, and checks.
Over the last month, the country's pumped about 2.1% less gas than a year ago.
McNamara says when gas rose about $3.25 a gallon in February, his data showed demand starting to drop off.
Especially going into weekends, people tend to cut back a little bit more on Saturday pumping as opposed to commuting traffic on Mondays and Tuesdays.
There's other evidence out there that drivers are paying very close attention to gasoline prices. Todd Hendricks says his phone is ringing a lot.
30, 40 calls a day?
Hendricks owns a small business outside Chicago that installs kits to convert gasoline-powered vehicles to natural gas. Natural gas prices have remained steady. When people learn they can save 30% or more by burning natural gas, they start bugging Hendricks.
You spend a lot of time trying to explain to them why we can't convert their Volkswagen or their BMW or their Mercedes-Benz or something like that.
Hendricks says because of federal regulations, he can't convert just any car, so he focuses on fleets that put a lot of mileage on their vehicles. It can cost more than $10,000 to convert a Ford Crown Victoria, for example, but with government incentives and natural gas selling for about $2.40 a gallon, Hendricks says a fleet manager can pay for that converter kit and start saving money in just a few months. Jeff Brady, NPR News.